Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We got some more good money news.
We got some prosperity going here.
We got Pastor George. He's prosperity man. Prosperity Pearsons is here today to help us.
Well, Gloria, I am so excited about being with you here. You know,
glad to have you.
I enjoy the preparation part of this, but I really enjoy coming in here and being in a position to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, so, I'm looking forward to listening to you too.
We are going to be talking about a topic that was born a long time ago when this topic first took place. And I'll get into the details about it here in just a moment, but it was actually at your house where this series was born, and it was many years ago. Bulldog faith. Bulldog faith is what you and I are going to be talking about these next 2 weeks. It's so exciting. I'm so excited about this.
I'm eager to be reminded of the story.
We are in a time, Gloria, where so much is going on around here in the ministry. We're believing for so many different things. Our faith needs to come up to the next level. And it can come up to the next level. I mean, Jesus talked about little faith. He talked about no faith. Then there was a place
great
where he
faith.
Talked about great faith.
Yes.
And I like, in it, when you look up the word great, in the Greek, it is the word mega.
Mega
faith. So we are developing our faith up to the mega faith level.
Amen.
To where we are able to receive everything that God wants us to have. And so I want to talk about this bulldog faith. By the way, all of these outlines are available to you. All you have to do is go to kcm.org and you can click on there and you can go to all of the outlines. Actually, Gloria, all of the outlines that you and I have done over these last
How
6 years.
How many would that be?
241. This is day 241.
Oh.
Of our prosperity broadcast. Mm-mm. 241 broadcasts, and every one of the outlines are available to you on kcm.org. Isn't that exciting?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So that is something that we want to make available. And I want to start this series off with looking at this scripture in Luke 22. Let's take a look at Luke 22. It says here in verse 31, "The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren." Here, we're seeing this scripture. When it says here, the devil's plan is to sift us. That word sift there, Gloria, it means to separate, to break into pieces, to shake, to shatter, and to discourage. And there's a
that's quite a definition.
It really is. And that sifting is an inward agitation to try one's faith to the verge of overflow. So the plan of the devil is to try to drain us.
Sure.
And to discourage us and to weaken and
beat us, whip us.
Yeah. Beat us, whip us, wear down our faith. And he does that through continual pressure. Through disappointments,
lies.
Through discouragement, lies.
Always big on lies.
Lies of the devil. And really what he wants us to do, Gloria.
You know what? Think about this, George.
Yeah, tell me.
Don't let me mess you up.
No, I'm good.
There is no truth in him. So when he lies to you, you know it's a lie.
You know it's a lie.
And you don't
you
give
know it's
in
a lie.
To it.
That's right.
That's what he does.
That's right. So when he tries to discourage us about something, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
You lying. Dude, yeah.
You lying devil, that's what
uh-huh.
he is. Well,
okay, we got him pegged.
He wants us, Gloria, to back down from using our faith.
Well,
he wants us to back away.
So he can have control.
So he can
he
take control.
Control. It's all about control with the devil. He wants control.
That's right.
And he
that's
can only right. have control if you let him have it.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's why he has to lie. If it was the truth, it wouldn't be a lie.
And if he can figure out some way for us to lay down our faith,
yeah.
to not believe
to quit.
God, and to quit,
give up,
And you know, through the years, this is my 40th year with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. 40 years.
You should get a prize.
The ministry was 9 years old when I came on board. We had 12 people on staff, 12 people on staff when I first showed up. And I have seen so many different things through these years. And
okay,
I've seen
it was 9 years old. And now
it's 49 years old.
It's 49 years old.
We're headed for 50 years next year.
Jubilee
year.
Hallelujah.
But I've watched through the years so many opportunities for the devil to try to discourage you and Kenneth about really laying down your faith, backing off of things when the finances would get tough, when things would happen.
That's called opportunity. Fail.
That's right. That's a faith opportunity right there.
It's a failure. If it's a it's a failure opportunity, it's a faith opportunity.
Yep.
And you get to choose.
And I have watched you and Kenneth through these years. The devil tried to sift you and he couldn't do it. Could not do it. And that's why here we are today, all of these years later, we're still producing the gospel. It's still going out there. This time it's going out on a much broader scale. Being on dish television, every available voice. You did not quit and lay down your faith, but I want to tell you something. There are so many that are watching us right now that the devil is trying to get you to lay down your faith and get you to quit, and that's what these 2 weeks with Glory and Me is all about.
That's right.
You are not going to quit. You're not going to lay down your faith.
No, you
can't.
You're
going to keep on going. You're going to keep on believing God. You're going to keep on standing, and you're going to see those debts dissolve. You're going to see those. You're going to see that financial situation dissipate before you. You're going to see that IRS situation bow its knee.
That's right.
We are not going. You're not going to let the devil take over your life.
This is the victory that overcomes the world.
That's it, Gloria.
Even our faith.
Even our faith. And this is the way, I'll say that scripture during these broadcasts. This is the victory that overcomes the world and every situation in it, even our bulldog faith.
Bulldog faith.
Bulldog faith. And that's what Gloria and I are talking about. And let me just share with you, Gloria.
Does not let go.
It doesn't let go.
Right.
It doesn't let go. A bulldog, I did a lot of study about bulldogs. And bulldogs, their jaw extends. Their noses are indented.
Yeah, and they are.
The reason for that is that they can bite down on something and keep breathing.
Oh, George.
Until it belongs to them.
You got something good there.
So we have to get to that place where you bite down on the word and you keep breathing. And you keep standing, and you keep believing, and don't...
And we've had to do that a lot of times.
Yes, ma'am. I've seen it. I've watched it. And I'll tell you something. The thing that so inspires me about Kenneth and Gloria, and if you were to ask me, Pastor George, what have you learned from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland over all these years? Give me one thing that you've learned from them. I would say one thing that you've taught me is how to take the Word of God, stand on it, walk it out to victory, not give up, not quit, and use your faith. You guys have taught me how to use my faith.
Praise God. It's worked too, hasn't
it? It has worked. It has worked. But the devil tries to sift us and discourage us with the different situations that go on. And Gloria, that's the position that I was in.
Well, what does he do? What can he do?
Didn't mean to kick you,
damn it. He can't do anything but lie.
Right.
And if he can make you believe the lie,
right,
then he can get success.
And there was a lie that he was trying to get me to believe in 2002. It was the year, and this is where this series was born. let me share this with you.
Okay.
In 2002, we were living in another part of town. We sold the house over there, and we had to move 4 times that year. We moved out of the house that we were, we moved into an apartment for a month because the house that we wanted to move into, we were renovating, and we thought we were going to get into it sooner. So we moved from the house that we sold to an apartment for a month. We were in that apartment for a month, and then we moved to another house, a rent house. And that rent house was so bad, it turned out to be, it was a faulty septic system, and the fumes were coming up in through the house.
Mm.
And it was so bad one night, and Terry kept saying, we got to get out of here. And I'm like, well, let's give it another day. We'll give it another day. And it was on a Saturday night. Terry and I were in bed, and we literally pulled the covers up over us because it was so bad. And we're under the covers, and I said to Terry, let's get out of here now. So what we did, Gloria.
That's what hotels are for.
The only thing we can think of at 10 o'clock that night was your house.
Did you come to my house?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I'm glad.
You and Kenneth were on the road somewhere, and you're coming home the next day.
You never know who's coming to see you while you're gone.
And we just moved into your house, and we were with you for 6 weeks until we could find another place to live. And you were so gracious to us. Jeremy was out of the house by that time. Aubrey was with us. She was still in high school. She had one of the rooms. Terry and I had the room right next to the kitchen down there. And I got to tell you, I was so frustrated because with all of the moves that we made, I got to that place where the devil was just trying to drain me of my faith. And I'm laying in bed that first night, and Terry, she's thrilled to be there. Beautiful home, soft bed, just great to be there. I'm laying there. I am so frustrated. I took my fist like this and I pounded it on the, excuse me. I pounded it on the bed because I said, I'm 49 years old and I'm living with my in-laws.
My mother-in-law.
And Terry was like, she said, this is the first peace that we've had in about 2 months here. Let me enjoy it.
Would you shut up? Which house was it?
Now this, the house.
The old one?
No, the new one. The new house. And we're in the room off to the sunroom. And
oh yeah.
And so the next day we had to get up. We went to church, took care of church, got home, and I was just frustrated, Gloria. I was just frustrated with the whole thing. And I could tell that my attitude was slipping, and it was slipping bad.
That's no time to have an attitude.
It was not good at all. And I'll tell you, there's a little desk in that room that we were staying in. And I was sitting there, and I just sat at that desk, and I just began to pray. And the Lord began to talk to me. And He started to literally shake me out of that complacency. And Gloria, this is what He said. I'll read this to you.
Okay.
He began to minister to me, and as I have it in the notes here, He really let me have it. I mean, He really, really let me have it. And I sat down at this desk, I began to pray, and I took a little notepad that you had, and this notepad, Gloria, I'm going to give this to you. This is a copy of what I wrote in the notepad. And these things that I wrote on this paper was the birth of what we're talking about today in this series, in these 2 weeks. He started talking to me, and at the very top, you can see a box that I had up there. And I don't know if you remember this notepad. It had a little bumblebee on it.
I don't.
But you just had a notepad sitting there, and I started writing, and the Lord started talking to me. And He said, I want you to get more aggressive about your faith.
That is a key right there. Laid-back faith is slow. We need aggressive faith.
Laid-back faith is slow. It is. And the Lord said to me, my attitude was not very good. It was really slipping. And the devil was trying to sift me.
Yeah.
And He said, I want you to get more aggressive about your faith. And I believe this is a word for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
In these 2 weeks together, Gloria and I are going to be teaching you how to walk in an aggressive faith. We're going to be teaching you how to walk in a bulldog faith. And Gloria, these notes that you see on this little pad of paper here, I took all of this, and that's what we are going to be talking about
good.
In these 2 weeks. And
you're not aggressive toward the Lord.
No, no.
You're aggressive toward the circumstances.
The circumstance, exactly.
And you've got aggressive faith. We're going after this. We're going after
it. Yep, we're going to take it.
You're not laid back.
Yeah.
You've decided we're going to have this. We stand on the Scripture. We're going to take it.
That's it, Gloria. That's it. And that's exactly,
what
take happened. It. And when the Lord said that to me, and I wrote down all of those notes, and I'll tell you something else that I wrote down. If you want to go to your second page there, God had a halftime locker room talk with Pastor George. That's how I describe it. And Gloria, I wrote it all down here. I want to share it with everybody.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Yeah, he had a locker.
This is what happened in the locker room.
This is what happened in the locker room at halftime when I was just so dejected and we seemed to be losing and couldn't get a grip on things and were frustrated. Now, Terry was just glad to be at your house, but I was just frustrated with the whole thing. And listen to what the Lord said to me. And again, these are available to you online, or you can get the package that we're offering. I want you to have every bit of this because I know, Gloria, there are people out there that are struggling right now with their faith. But this is what the Lord said to me. And go to the second page on this one here. Go to the second page on that one. This is the halftime locker room talk.
Okay.
He said,
Bulldog.
Yeah, there we go. George, I'm going to get after you about your sorry attitude. You're letting the devil beat you up out there. And I want you to listen to this right now as if God were talking to you.
I'm not sure I'm gonna say an ugly word there.
No.
That's why I'm laughing. Attitude.
No. Attitude.
Okay.
Yes. So take this right now. I'm getting after you about your sorry attitude. You're letting the devil beat you up out there. Get a hold of yourself and get this straightened out. I want you to answer these questions right now. Are you maintaining or are you pursuing?
Ooh, that's good.
Are you dry docked or are you launching out into the deep? Are you just holding the fort or are you taking new ground?
Yes, we're taking
new. Are you settled into the status quo? Are you reaching up to the next level? Are you throwing in the towel or going in for the next round? Are you passive or pressing? Are you surviving or thriving? Are you circling the wagons or leading the charge? Are you behind the eight ball or are you staying ahead of the curve? Are you protecting what little you have or are you aggressively possessing all that rightfully belongs to you?
Good stuff.
That's what the Lord's saying to me. Hey.
That is good, George.
He said, well, what is it? Are you going to back down and lose?
No.
Or are you going to get up on your bulldog faith and
what
win?
What is it we're supposed to do? Fight the fight. The good fight.
Fight the good fight.
It's a good fight because you win.
Forgive me if I'm yelling in here. I'm not yelling at you. I'm excited about this. He said, are you going to get back up on your bulldog faith and win? And then this is the instruction the Lord gave me. And this is what He's giving you. I want you to get more aggressive about taking
That's
what is
good.
Rightfully yours in
That's
Christ.
Good.
I want you to aggressively reach out with your faith and take what you need. Command it to come. Demand it to come. He said, I want you to become more aggressive with your faith. He said, then now put your helmet back on, get back out on the field and go fight and win.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What the Lord did with me, Gloria. That's what He did with me in that guest room that you have at your house. You know, every so often when we come over and visit with you and Kenneth, and there have been times when we've sat in the sunroom next to it, there are times when I'll just walk up and I'll go into that room and I'll look at that desk.
Remember the battle.
I have not come down since that day.
Praise God.
I have remembered that day as a memorial. And what God said to me about getting on my bulldog faith.
Yes.
And
that
everything,
is true, George.
Everything that I wrote down at that desk that day, we're covering in these broadcasts. We are expounding on everything that God said to me. And the scripture that He gave me, and this will be the last scripture. We don't have any time after this, but look at this, Gloria, in Hebrews 10, 38 and 39. This is a picture of who you are.
Yep.
This is a picture of who you are becoming. Listen to this. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure
That's
in
right.
him. Well, the reason, God takes pleasure in our prosperity.
That's right.
That's what Psalm 37, 27 says. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants.
People.
But the wonderful things, the things that God has given us, blessed us with so wonderfully by His grace, we have to take it with our faith.
That's right.
We have to be aggressive about it in our faith.
That's absolutely true.
And it says here, now the just shall live by
that?
Faith.
Because he's not honest. He's not fair. He's not good. He has to be controlled.
Yeah.
He's a thief. He's
That's
a
right.
convict.
He's a thief, and we have to take our
come
authority.
To kill,
yeah.
steal,
yeah.
destroy.
That's it.
Somebody comes in your house to kill you, you're not going to just namby-pamby around and say,
no.
well, here I am.
No.
What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Quack.
Yes. And Gloria, considering where we are financially in the world, what's going on out there, the things that are taking place, we have to be more aggressive about our faith.
That's
you
right.
You can't sit on the fence with this.
That's
and that's what you taught me, Gloria. That's what you and Kenneth taught me all of these years. Really, what I'm teaching on this broadcast is everything that you all have brought into my life. You have taught me to be aggressive with my faith. You have taught me that faith takes what belongs to it.
That's right.
And this scripture right
that's
here,
good.
Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But listen to this, we are not of them who draw
we're
back.
Not. We're not.
We're not. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We are faith people.
Amen.
And we take our stand on the Word of God.
We do.
And Gloria, bulldog faith.
That's good, George. I got it.
1 John 5:4, our bulldog faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
Bulldog faith is faith that does not quit.
Doesn't give up.
Does not hesitate. Does not quit.
And what we're going to be talking about.
Can't wear it out.
Well, what was that?
Can't wear it out.
Can't wear it out. I thought you said can't weird it out. Well, you can't weird it out either, but you can't wear it out. Gloria, we are going to become aggressive, persistent, and determined.
That's right.
Now, those three words right
there,
over the course of this study,
Amen.
We are going to look at each one of those in Scripture, and we're going to see people who were aggressive, they were determined,
good.
And they were persistent.
Okay.
Gloria, I'm so excited about doing this with you.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.